Carter's has your family covered for every summer first. For steps, for swim lesson, or for sleepover. Our clothes help kids and parents shine, thanks to comfy design and easy dressing details. Visit carters.com to shop the latest styles or find a Carter's store near you.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Eddie Coleman's report brought to you by Interstate Battery Distributors in New York and Connecticut. Every battery for every need by Papa John's. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's, the preferred pizza of the New York baseball scene. And by CSEA Local 830 and by Jaguar Land Rover of Paramus. Eddie C. joins us now. Eddie, what was Sandy talking about?
What has he been talking about?
No, I think they're replaying this now. He's done. Yeah, we spoke. Terry spoke. About a lot, and we'll get to it here, Mike, in a second. But he was rather testy at the beginning, and
about Gesellman saying what he did.
Yes, indeed.
Let's get to that first. Gesellman basically was told that Sandy said he should pitch better, and Gesellman said, "I don't care."
I asked him a question last night about it. He pitched well his last time out. The three previous starts were pretty bad. And Sandy had said along the way, well, you know, he's got to pitch better to get back here. All of a sudden, Lugo gets hurt. He's back here.
Right.
Okay, but the follow-up question after I asked him that was, your general manager basically said, you've got to pitch better to be here. What'd you think about that? And he said, I don't really care.
I don't care.
So let's just down to the press conference for a second. We'll hear the beginning of this.
Let's go.
What does Gesellman, in your mind, have to do here over the next month and a half to really prove that he can be what you guys thought he was going to be?
Yeah, he needs to pitch better.
Okay.
Zach, all right. Sandy, I'm sure you're probably aware, when he was asked about your comments of how he has to pitch better, he said, I don't care. Just what are your thoughts on that response?
Well, I'm going to give him a pass on that for the moment. And but I hope that he reflects on the implications of that statement and the potential consequences of that statement, and has a better response the next time out.
Why are you giving him a pass on it?
He's pitching tonight.
That's basically it. About I would pitch well tonight.
In other words, I'm not going to shake up my own pitcher before the game, but come back and ask me after the game, and I'll be telling you a few choice things about him if he gets bombed.
If that is not the gauntlet being thrown down by the general manager,
he's pitching for his career tonight.
I feel a little bit for Gesellman because I don't think he knew that Sandy had said this about him back when. It was back about 4 or 5 days ago or so.
Right.
And I think he was surprised by the question last night when it came to him about pitching better. So when he heard, I'm not sure he processed it right. Let's put it that way.
Just cut his throat is what he did.
But I don't think he knew he was last night.
He's not good enough to get away with
exactly.
That. That's the problem.
And he's never been that flip a kid, but we'll see. You know, listen,
he's pitching for his Met career.
His veritable life tonight,
this evening.
I would say, yeah. That's,
all right, now what else did Sandy have to say?
Because
he was obviously not in a good mood.
No, he was not. It got a little better. He did settle down a little bit, but he was not happy at the beginning. And, boy, we were on pins and needles there for a while. But
was Sandy aware of that when he sat down or no?
Oh, yeah. No, he was. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, he knew. He knew that.
Okay.
That wasn't blindsided.
Okay.
He knew that. I think he was going to make a point to mention that anyway at some point. But what was very interesting was that it got into more almost a postseason kind of thing with the Mets as to what they're going to do next year looking forward.
And
he talked – well, here's what's very interesting to me. He talked about second base, and you certainly get the idea with all the people that he mentioned. He was asked about Gavin Caccini, who's been up here before.
Right.
He talked about Caccini maybe giving a look at him in September a little more. Wilmer at second base. He says we have a number of people that we can play at second base, which gives you the idea that second base is going to be taken care of one way or the other in-house.
Here.
Yes.
Okay.
And there's enough bodies or whatever. The very interesting.
Does that include Cabrera picking up his option?
Well, he didn't say that. He did not say
that. Does
that
include Reyes?
He didn't say that either. And my suspicion would be no there, but possibly for Cabrera. But again, he didn't say either one.
Gotcha.
He didn't address specifically, but he did. He mentioned Flores, guys who he has control over.
Okay.
I don't think he mentioned TJ either, but TJ, of course, has to undergo surgery probably.
Again.
Does that mean he should go
shopping for a third baseman?
Well, that becomes the interesting thing because he was asked about David.
Okay.
So David is working out. He's in Florida. It's been a roller coaster, as it has been all season. David wants to play before the end of the season.
Which costs him a lot of money if he does.
They are protecting Mike because I believe if he misses 60 games.
They settle it already?
I think if he misses at least 60 games
in a row.
Consecutive, yes.
So then he's already paid off.
It's done. I think it's done. So he can play in September and it doesn't affect him. But now here's the thing. He was also asked, a couple of questions often, and they're natural questions. Does it prohibit you from going after a third baseman?
Correct.
And basically, he said it's something we'll have to look at down the line. But you can read between the lines. Yes, it does. It inhibits him. And he, as a matter of fact, said basically David's situation inhibits them at third base.
They can't take Wright seriously though, as a factor.
You know,
guys have played in 2 years.
I agree with you there. I think that it's a very touchy situation. This is a guy that I think wants to be. Well, he's in Florida. I think he wants to be at spring training. I think they're certainly going to give him that opportunity.
Does he expect to play here in September, David Wright?
You get the sense from what Sandy said today. Yes, I was a little surprised, but I do know this. He wanted to be here in September.
Well, listen,
with the team.
If David Wright can come here and play in September, and it doesn't affect them getting the money, let him come do it.
I think they want to find out as much as they can about David Wright and how they can proceed with him, because I think, as Sandy said, this is something that really can't be totally corrected. It can be managed, but it can't be.
Right,
he's
not going to play every day.
Exactly. So that's something. But
what about his future? What about Terry Collins' future?
He didn't address that.
He won't address it.
He won't address it till the end of the season.
What do you think? Do you think does he have a snowball's chance in hell of being the manager next year?
I do not think he will be the manager. Snowball's chance in hell? Possibility.
He can't do anything to be in the last month. So the die is cast, right?
I think so.
Does he think he's out at the end of the year?
I get the.
I think he is. Think he is? Does he think he is?
I think that Terry senses what's going. Terry's he's a bright guy.
He's smart.
He's been around baseball
and
for a long time.
And let's be honest, there's never been a love loss between the two of them anyway.
No, I think he's tired a lot of the go rounds.
And let's
with
be honest, Sandy
office,
hasn't been great to Terry Collins. Let's be honest, he's never been Sandy. Mm-hmm. He's not warm and fuzzy to begin with, and he's not been great to Terry Collins.
That is true. Now, one thing I do want to say as an offshoot off of this, because I heard this going home last night.
Go ahead.
And I heard this today as well, and I understand what people are talking about. This is the Dominic Smith being pinch hit for by Jose last night, okay?
Right, yes.
And under normal conditions, listen, you're playing Philadelphia, Atlanta. I get it.
You're trying to win the game.
Everyone assumes, you sit back here and you assume, okay, this guy is not going to be here next year, okay? He doesn't know that. This is his job. He's trying to win
games.
I didn't have any problem with it. People have problems with it.
If this is an exhibition game, fine. He's trying to set a table here and get a couple guys on base. And you know what? If he had gotten one more guy on base, Reyes getting on base might have changed the game last night.
Listen.
He's trying to win the game.
Number one, you're playing the Yankees.
If it was 10-2... I understand.
And listen, if it's 10-2, you got a pinch hitter. I've known Terry long enough to know that, okay?
Right.
It's a game. He's trying to win a game. You're playing the Yankees. It's a Subway Series. And number two, the Yankees are fighting for a playoff spot. He's not going to lay down for teams.
Totally agree.
The manager. And the other thing is this, Mike. You have plenty of games against Philly, Atlanta, Cincinnati down the stretch. Dominic Smith will have plenty of times.
Absolutely.
He's going against a left-hander today.
Absolutely.
Okay? All right. He'll have plenty of time for that.
Absolutely.
People were going nuts after the game last night. I can't believe he pitched. Shit for him. Oh, stop. He's trying to win a baseball game.
And fans booed.
Yeah. No, it's
wait,
nuts.
The guy's trying to get win. What, if they had tied the game in the ninth inning last night? Reyes got on base.
Mm-hmm.
And Rosario had a hell of an at-bat. Give him credit.
He hit
a slider, and it wasn't a great slider, but the bottom line is hitting a home run off Chapman in the ninth inning is a heck of a job.
That's very true. Yeah. Now, listen.
Now, tell me this. Dominic Smith for a second. What is the truth here? are they saying we like what we see, or are they upset at his shape? What is the deal?
They were upset at it. First of all, he came to spring training and looked pretty
good. He was thinner,
though. Yes, he was
much thinner. I saw him in February when I was there. He was thinner, I admit it.
He put on weight during the season, then took it off, okay? And they were happy with that. But toward the end as well, he put it back on. He is a guy, to me, Mike, he has the type of body.
He's like Bo Vaughn.
He's going to fight
that. Or Prince Fielder. He's one of those guys.
He's going to fight it. He's going to have self-discipline. He's going to have to constantly be it. That's going to be something he's going to have to work on all the time.
Gotcha.
They're not totally happy with it, to the point where someone told me, anyway, that the Mets actually filmed him at times to show him different things that were going on. That he
and he was out here very early today at first base,
working
at
with
first
Dick Scott.
Base.
He was working with Dick Scott.
And, you know, he's not a – everyone's saying now he's not a good fielder. The guy knows how to handle the glove.
He's a good fielder. I don't think he has shown what he can do thus far. He's been a little nervous, I think.
He also slipped on the field the other night and fell down, but he got an edge on his
he's
spike.
Fine.
It
he's
happens.
He's going to be fine. Rosario has picked it up right away.
Rosario's defense has been sensational.
He's been gold glove since he got here.
His defense has been – well, compared to what they were playing at short.
Right.
You know, Cabrera was a statue, and now this guy covers all kinds of ground. And I haven't loved him at the plate, Eddie. Despite his two home runs, I have not loved him at the plate. He's very disciplined at the plate.
Well, here's the thing, because we have a little pool going. Do you get to 100 at-bats before he gets a walk?
Ed, the guy, I was trying to be nice but undisciplined. The guy swings at everything.
He swings at
balls in the dirt. If you roll it, he's going to swing.
Somebody asked Terry the other day.
Has he taken two pitches in his bat?
In a row, I'm not sure. Yeah, somebody asked Terry the other day. He said, do you think over time that you know he'll become a little more disciplined at the plate and maybe
you'll
work the count a little bit? Terry,
I just
want one walk.
I don't know if he's actually taken two pitches yet. And here's one thing about baseball which I don't understand anymore. Last night, Jose Reyes is 2-0.
2-0, yes.
What are you doing? It counts 2-0. You cannot swing when you're down three runs in the ninth inning. Whatever happened to guys taking a pitch?
Mike, if you notice, every 2-0 count, guys are hacking.
Hacking
away.
What, I mean, you're down. You're there to set the table. You were put up to set the table. It's 2-0. It's 2-0.
No question.
Take a pitch.
No, listen. I know. You know, people were getting on. It was funny. I think Wilmer. People were getting on Wilmer for his at bat after Conforto. Conforto got walked on four pitches. If you notice, but actually, Sonny Gray pitched a right. He wanted nothing to do with Conforto.
He walked Conforto on purpose.
Exactly. And Wilmer went after the first pitch. Hey, he said, "Why are you swinging?" Well,
he walked Conforto on four pitches.
Exactly.
He didn't throw the ball near him. Yep. He said, "I am not pitching to Conforto. I'm going to get him out."
You have to understand.
That's a smart pitcher,
question.
He knew what he was doing.
There are guys. You know what?
You're 100% right, Ed. He walked Conforto on four pitches.
You know who was a master at that? Was Tommy Glavin
and Cone too? I'm not pitching to him.
Glavin would go into every game and he would pick out a guy or two in the lineup that he was not pitching to any circumstances in certain situations.
That's it.
Bases empty, he'll pitch.
I'm not pitching to him.
But if there's somebody on, I'm not pitching to him. You're gone. Next, bingo.
Give me Flores.
And he would do that. You know,
absolutely.
Got him to the Hall of Fame.
Sonny Gray did it too.
Exactly,
absolutely. Sonny Gray pitched a good game last night.
He did pitch a good game.
He pitched. Now Gesellman, who has been awful anyway.
Right.
And, you know, Montero was good the other night.
He was pretty good.
He really had a good changeup, and he threw the ball inside, which was nice. He looked a lot better than he did against Texas.
Yes, you know, his six innings were very good
the other night. This is a rough deal for Gesellman because the real difference in these teams is the middle relief is great for the Yankees and terrible for the Mets. That's the problem. You guys got Robles coming in, and that's a disaster.
Well, that's
and they got Green coming in, and he's blowing everybody away.
I thought he was the unsung hero.
Hey, Green has been like that for a month.
Great. He's been great.
He's been unbelievable.
That was the guy in Game One that goes at 2 1/3 or 2 2/3, whatever it was. I mean,
he's been unbelievable.
That's after the starter gives you the five or whatever. I mean, he comes. It wasn't even five. It was 4.
Was surprised Grandy wasn't in a lineup against the Yankees tonight. I have to admit I was surprised about.
Yeah, I guess
just because it's the Yankees, I was surprised.
No, I know he's shifted the lineup a little bit. He moved Conforto up, he moved Smith down because of the lefty, and he's got Darnell backing up Flores in the cleanup spot. We'll see how that works.
Yeah, one thing Flores he wears out lefties.
Yes, he does.
That's one thing about him.
Right.
You know, I don't think he's an everyday player.
I don't,
you watch him more than I do, but I just don't think he's an everyday player.
I agree with you.
I think he's a good.
Yes.
Platoon guy. Yes. He's just not – he kills left-handed pitching, but he's just not good enough against righties. And he's a terrible fielder. Let's be honest. He's just not a good fielder.
Mike, but I thought, the overall – the – the sense that you got downstairs, too. It's going to be a very interesting offseason to see how they pursue this.
Very interesting.
You know the shortstop and you know the first baseman.
Right,
okay?
And you know Conforto and Cespedes.
And Conforto and Cespedes. Where exactly?
You need a good third baseman and you need a good outfielder. They would make a deal for Bruce. They would bring Bruce back. They loved him.
I would say
they'd make an offer to him.
Yes, yeah, I think they would.
I got the idea they love him.
This is my sense on Bruce. Just talking to him.
It here?
He liked it a lot better this year. Well, you know, you perform better, you play better, you're going to like it better. And you know, we heard the cheers instead of the boos. But I had asked him right before the trading deadline. I said, you know, I said if there's a place you'd like to go, he says, well, if I went someplace, if I had a preference, I'd like to stay in the National League, and I'd like to go to St. Louis because they're getting hot, and I think I can help them. They need some outfield help. They have injuries, okay? Didn't go to St. Louis. Went to a good place.
What a great manager.
In talking to him before, and again, this is way down the line, and we'll see, money always talks and everything. I think he would like to get closer to Texas, which is his home.
He loves Cleveland already.
Yeah, no,
They love him.
He knows.
And they love him.
He knows Ohio. He's been there.
You know, we obviously have a connection to a couple of connections to the Indians.
So
we heard that he's already very popular.
He's playing well.
Francona is a great player's manager.
Oh, absolutely.
And everybody loves him. Yeah. So he's doing. He's already
can't
very
play for
happy
better manager
there.
Than,
no, he's the best. Yeah. I mean, the players absolutely love him. So a lot going on here and a lot of pressure on Gesellman, man, who made his bed here.
Definitely. You know, one guy that I would look at, and again.
And Matz needs to pitch a good game tomorrow night. I've been kit gloves on Matz. I like Matz personally. He's a great kid.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yes,
I know. I've met his family. He's a wonderful family.
Yep.
But you know what? Matz needs to go out there tomorrow night and show him that, you know, he's got a world of talent. Show him something tomorrow night.
Here's my sense. Someone asked me this about Matz, and you know, it's his. I think his elbow is probably not 100%. He's had operations on it, but it's fine. I mean, he can pitch with it. It's fine. It's something that he's going to have to learn to live with. And I think he's having problems finishing off his pitches because of the elbow, leaving pitches up a little bit in the zone, et cetera. So,
you know, that's a shame because he's got a lot of talent.
He does have a lot of talent. But he was better the last time. And hopefully he.
Better.
Yeah, I knew he was better.
Because, you know, you have the wrong night against those right-handed hitters. They're going to hit it a long way.
True. That is a very good point. You know, one guy I would look at just, and look, we're way ahead of ourselves with all this stuff, whatever, but position of need. But and again, I don't know how they're going to approach the catching position, but Luke Roy is out there as a free agent. Has not had a good year. Texas and now Colorado. But
he turned down coming here last time.
He did. This is the thing that I would think about with him, though. Veteran catcher and a great clubhouse guy, and they're going to need some help in that clubhouse.
He didn't want to come here last time.
You know, if he would or wouldn't, I have no idea, but I think it's somebody you can look at.
Thanks, Eddie.
All right, Mike, you got it.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.